listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams, pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams, pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Thursday night. Unless you like the New York Jets, it's a crap night. It's Thursday night football. The New York Jets in the third quarter, they can't score worth a damn. Jacksonville Jaguars lead them 13-3. If you want to know something, this is what you need to know about the game so far. Zach Wilson, the number two overall pick, the guy who was selected behind Trevor Lawrence, who's helping to lead his team to the playoffs right now, Zach Wilson was being booed by his own fans. Congratulations, Zach Wilson. You suck. Anyway, we got a lot more to do here with you over the next 4 hours as I come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, it is very, very simple. It is very, very easy. Rocket can. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard, and I'm happy to be joined by everybody listening all over North America. This is my last show for 2022. I'll be back sometime after the new year, whenever people come back to work. I don't know when. It's third, second, something, fourth. I don't know. I'll be back around that time. And so before we get there, obviously the rest of tonight, we'll take a look at the Thursday night football game. Maybe the New York Jets have a comeback in them. There's some major stakes on the line here for the Jacksonville Jaguars. If the Jags win their remaining three games for the season, the Jacksonville Jaguars will automatically win the AFC South, and the Jags winning the AFC South will obviously get them a berth into the postseason. And so Jags are playing for a lot, and the New York Jets, their playoff hopes are still hanging on by a thread. Even though the Jets have a record of 7-7, they enter into tonight's game on a three-game losing streak. And Zach Wilson trying to avoid being the quote-unquote biggest loser, which I think was a show on CBS, if I remember correctly. Shep, was it? Am I right?
That does sound right to me, yes.
Yes, and well, they can do a sequel or maybe the ninth version of it with Zach Wilson. It's not looking too good for him right now. So we'll keep you up to date on that game as it continues on.
My apologies, JR. NBC.
The biggest loser is the NBC show.
Yeah, because CBS isn't affiliated with anything loser-related, even if it's for namesake.
Well, never mind. I was going to say not our... Anyway, let's continue on here. As we talk about the rest of the show planned for us tonight, you will already know what we were going to discuss if you follow me on social media. I posted it on Twitter, at JR Sport Brief. It's been posted on Facebook, at JR Sport Brief. We're going to talk about the college football playoff. We're going to talk about Deion Sanders. He had a very frank conversation with Shannon Sharp about his move to Colorado. I mean, Shannon Sharp was even making about 20 minutes worth of jokes about Deion Sanders and his amputated toes. Yeah, you heard that correctly. Deion Sanders and his amputated toes. It's official. Jalen Hurts is out. I feel like over the past 3 days, we've done a he might not play. He then says that he's going to try and play, and now he's officially done with that shoulder the Eagles find it absolutely ridiculous to risk it. Chase Young, another guy who's playing in the NFC East. He's actually going to return this weekend. The NFL has a new home for Sunday Ticket. I can't wait to talk about that. And we are so many, well, not so many. I can't believe how many days away we are from Christmas and New Year's, and we're going to blink, and it's going to be done. Like, looking at the calendar right now, it is Thursday, December 22nd. It wasn't until today I'm rolling around the streets of Atlanta and I'm just saying to myself, well, damn, parking lots are full. I can't even run into the grocery store because everybody's trying to last-minute shop and get this and get that, and it's just a wild world outside. So I stay my ass inside. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Matter of fact, at this time of year, we've had so many adjustments on a sporting calendar. Like, the NFL is going to have games on Christmas Day. We have graduated from maybe just having a night game, and now we got three scheduled. They have a whole entire slate. The majority of the games will take place on Saturday, so Christmas Eve is basically going to belong to the NFL. And as has become pretty much a tradition, the NBA is just packed on Christmas Day. If you're on the East Coast, you got games that start at 12 o'clock. You got the Sixers and the New York Knicks, who almost had a 9-game winning streak, had that 8-game winning streak snapped last night against the Toronto Raptors, letting Siakam put up, I think, 52 points. And then you move into the Lakers at Dallas. You have Milwaukee at Boston. You have Memphis at Golden State. And then you end the night with the Phoenix Suns taking on the Denver Nuggets. And there is not a game opposing any other game. Every one of these games will be on ABC or ESPN. As a matter of fact, they're all on ABC. How about that? And so it's just all day. You can watch basketball from the morning time all the way until the nighttime. And a lot of people consider this to be the official start of the NBA season. And we've already had a lot of starts and finishes and starts and stops. And Anthony Davis sucked, and then he looked good. And then he got hurt. Sounds normal. Steph Curry, absolutely amazing for the Golden State Warriors. And then Steph Curry goes down, and we probably won't see this guy for a month. James Harden shows up, and then James Harden has to sit, and then James Harden is back. The Boston Celtics started off absolutely hot, on fire, and now they're kind of mid. I told you about Golden State. Phoenix and Denver should be a good matchup unless Jokic goes out there and, you know, puts up 40 points and 27 rebounds, and hopefully Devin Booker drops 50 or 60. And with the start, the unofficial start of the NBA season on Christmas, man, I'm not – hey, Shep, I feel bad for saying this. I'm not excited, man. I'm not. Like, these games and matchups, I'm just – I'm not excited. Look, the New York Knicks, the Knicks don't excite me. I'm expecting Joel Embiid to beat them up, but – there's nothing exciting about the Knicks. I'm sorry.
Well, they did have an 8-game winning streak, JR. I mean, the Knicks compared to what they have been in the past few years. I mean, but you have to admit yourself, and hosting in New York as well, you know this. Jalen Brunson has exceeded expectation.
Yeah, he has, but that doesn't make the Knicks exciting.
Well, I mean, you don't like Randall? Do you like you know, Barrett? You don't like Quickley? You don't think he's overplayed his contract?
No.
The
Knicks, to me, are kind of just swimming in the space of being okay. You know, they can win 8 games. They can lose 8 games straight. They look like garbage at the beginning of the season. You had people shouting for the coach to be fired, and then they win 8 games, and now the world is supposed to change. They're closer to the mean. They're still an average team. So nothing about the Knicks excites me. I wish I could say otherwise. I'm like, the Knicks are like food with no seasoning. Like, there's nothing. They didn't sprinkle anything on them. They got no flavor. It's like, okay, they're hit or miss.
That's fair.
I look at the next game, the Lakers at Dallas. Why don't we just say LeBron versus Luka to lose? Like, There's no reason to watch that game unless you want to see if LeBron can drop 80 on Christmas, which isn't going to happen. Milwaukee and Boston should be good, so that should be fun. There is no reason to watch Memphis and Golden State unless you're looking for a fight. That's it. Unless you want to see Draymond Green get into it with, I don't know, fill in the blank. And that's even if Draymond plays. That game is going to be a destruction. I mean, the Golden State Warriors, they have 3 victories on the road this season to 16 losses. Yeah, they've been on the road a lot. But, I mean, damn. They have no Steph Curry. That game is a waste of time. And then by the time we get to Phoenix and Denver at 10:30 at night, man, I'll probably be sitting down having a second or third glass of wine. I'm going to try to stay awake and watch that. And so I wish I was excited for the NBA games on Christmas, but I'm not. It's going to be absolutely nothing but background noise. I think the majority of the country will be freezing on Christmas Day. I heard that we're going to have temperatures all over the country that haven't been this cold in 20 and 25 years. I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to have the games on in the back, exercise and go to the gym and eat some more. But the basketball isn't exciting for me, man. Are you excited, Shep? I guess you feel otherwise, man.
Yeah, I mean, JR, like to me, and I'm kind of surprised you're not taking this position. I understand Anthony Davis won't be there. Right. But we are talking about an unprecedented year 20 with LeBron James, where an individual 20 years into an NBA career, which is so predicated on strength and speed and overall athleticism, you know, you can't be a guy that skates by on having great blockers. Tom Brady, right? So you have to stand for yourself. The fact that LeBron James is putting up his career numbers in year 20, especially given the fact that he is the vocal point with Anthony Davis out of the lineup, and he's still able to do that in adversity's eyes. It just goes to show you we have never witnessed, pun intended, a LeBron James that we have seen the last, you know, 5-10 games when Anthony Davis has not been there. And then Luka Doncic is finally playing a little bit of defense, and you and I both know this. We have never seen a player his age this good, this fast, offensively. And I'm surprised you're not more excited for this marquee matchup.
It's not a marquee matchup. Unless, like I said, LeBron drops 80, which is...
not happening. You said right?
Not happening. Maybe LeBron will have, 30 to 40. And LeBron will have 30 to 40 points, 8 rebounds, and 8 assists.
Right.
And the Los Angeles Lakers will lose by, 10 points.
Yeah.
Maybe 15.
I mean, JR, and also, you know, we're witnessing a 7-foot center.
Embiid?
I'm talking about that guy who plays in altitude television. You're damn right, Jokic. We have never seen a passer this big. And considering how unathletic he is, the fact that he has a legitimate shot at winning a third consecutive MVP, something that has not happened, and this is crazy to say, in your or my lifetime, like, that blows me away that this guy is not getting enough recognition and attention as we speak, but he is going to on Christmas Day. There's a lot of casual fans that are going to be tuning in that are going to learn and understand the greatness of Nikola Jokic come December 25th.
Well, Nikola Jokic is, man, he's going to go, well, he already, I think, is one of the best big men the NBA has ever seen. I think that goes without saying.
Should have made top 75. You and I agree on that.
Yeah, a little too late. He is. He is. It's a little too late. I can't knock them for not putting him in because I think it was literally just a matter of timing. You look at the greatness of guys who were more established. He was literally right there. By the time they have the next 100, most certainly he will be on that list. It is without a shadow of a doubt. But here's the deal. Why doesn't Jokic get the respect? It's because he's Serbian. And it's because there's nothing fancy about him. When the man was drafted into the NBA, the draft was on commercial. So there was no hype. He's not Porzingis. He's not Luka. I mean, we can go back in time, and he's not Detlef Schrempf. He's none of these guys. If most people, I would tell you, I've heard the guy speak. I've heard him speak many times. And it's not so much because of his accent, but he doesn't give you anything. He showed up last night to their game on TNT. And he walked in, and some of the jokes that were online were saying that he dressed up in a Batman villain suit. And his suit was sharp. I mean, they were making fun of him, but his suit was absolutely amazing. Like, he looked like a James Bond villain. He looked like an absolute gangster. And he plays like one. He's a bad dude. And they asked him about his suit after the game, trying to, you know, have fun. Like, hey, you look great. You look good. And his response strictly was, yeah, I think this is how people should show up to work. All business. And there was nothing else to it. The straight monotone, no expression, no nothing. And so we know the NBA is about how you're going to sell yourself and how attractive you are to the public. And it's almost like he has a little bit of Tim Duncan to him. There's not a lot of style, but there is so much substance. Unfortunately, he's not the same type of defensive player. He's not having the same type of team success. And he hasn't gotten the attention outside of winning, yes, MVPs. So maybe it changes this year. Maybe if the Denver Nuggets go on a run, absolutely people will have a different respect for Jokic and acknowledgement of his talent. But it's going to take more of the Denver Nuggets. You know, Murray staying and rounding into form after his ACL tear. It's going to take quite a bit. But what he's doing is amazing. The Denver Nuggets are 19-11 right now. They're sitting up there stacked at the top of the West along with the Grizzlies. You said it, Shep. Jokic is amazing. And so, yeah, I can look at the individual players. I'll pop in and I'll see what's going on. You know, how many points does LeBron have? How many points are the Lakers losing by? You know, what does Milwaukee and Boston look like? You know, did we get a fight in between Memphis and Golden State? And then late at night, I will probably have fallen asleep. But, yeah, we have amazing talent. Embiid, Harden. I can't say Julius Randle. How about Brunson? LeBron, Luka. You got Giannis, Tatum. You got Brown. The Golden State Warriors have nobody. You have Morant. You have Jokic. You have Booker and Chris Paul, even though he's old. And so there's a lot of star power. There's a lot of names. But I guess I'll be more excited about the NBA after Christmas. This isn't doing it for me. I'm sorry, folks. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I guess I'm just the Grinch. I guess I'm just grumpy. You know, last night I gave you a top six list of teams that need a holiday miracle, and I was trying to bring some hope and I was trying to bring some optimism. Well, looking at this NBA slate of games, I can't do anything but shrug my damn shoulders. I'll be watching, though, in the background. It's the JR Sport Reef Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're just getting started. Speaking of the background, I am happy and thrilled about this. The NFL has found a new home for Sunday Ticket, and I'm so happy because DirecTV Sunday Ticket is garbage. I'll tell you where you'll be able to find Sunday Ticket into the future. We're just getting started. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
You know, I'm not all that excited about these Christmas Day games on ABC. But I can tell you who is. Ja Morant is excited to play against the Golden State Warriors. A matter of fact, this is the first time the Memphis Grizzlies are going to be out there balling out on Christmas. This is going to be Ja Morant's first time balling out on Christmas. And to take on the Warriors, it's going to be fun. except for the fact that there's no Steph Curry. John Morant, ahead of the game, he's recently sat down with ESPN, and he told them, he's like, yeah, it's Christmas. I'm going to have a lot of fun playing.
It means a lot, you know, obviously, you know, being a kid, big basketball fan, you know, you grew up watching those Christmas Day games, and, you know, now I actually have, you know, a chance to play in it, and also, you know, me and my teammates, you know, making it the first time, you know, in franchise history to play on that day is even more special.
Yeah, well, that'll be the 8 o'clock game. And so by that time, I will probably have likely passed out. But I'll be tuning in to see what John Morant does and to see if Draymond Green decides to slap anybody. The earlier in the day game, the second game of the day, I told you about LeBron James. He will be playing basketball against the Dallas Mavericks and Luka Doncic. And even last season, last year, year number 19 for LeBron James, he talked about how special it is to play on Christmas.
That excitement right there, you're laying your outfit out the day before, you know, so, you know, that's, you know, the classmates and the teachers and the faculty members is like the fans and your friends and family. And then on Christmas, you know that, you know, you're going to have that, just that Christmas feeling, you know, it's going to be a lot of celebrities at the game, you know, it's going to be a lot of excitement. People, you know, have opened their gifts. Everyone is excited. It's the day of giving, you know, for a lot of us.
Well, thanks, LeBron. Thanks. Really looking forward to seeing what LeBron James has laid out for his walk into the arena on Sunday. Not really, but at least it makes LeBron excited. And that's good. Congratulations to the NBA. I'll be watching. I'm just not all that enthusiastic. Maybe I need to get through NFL season. Maybe we need to get through the Super Bowl before I'm losing my mind over the league. I'm watching, but these games on Christmas for me not going to be any different than what we've received so far. But I do want to tell you about something that I am excited about. This actually made my day. NFL Sunday Ticket, which allows you to watch any NFL game. It allows you to watch all of the NFL games. It's been owned, or it's been distributed, I should say, by DirecTV since 1994. At that point in time, if you wanted to watch every game, if you lived in New York and you were a diehard Cardinals fan, you needed to have DirecTV. And then years later, of course, they didn't just say you needed a satellite dish. They ultimately allowed you to stream it because, yeah, it's 2022. But because it's 2022, and not too many people still have DirecTV because of just the advancement of technology. There's still plenty of people who have it, but the popularity isn't the same unless you absolutely need it where you live. The NFL has announced that DirecTV will no longer have Sunday Ticket. Contract is over. DirecTV has been paying $1.5 billion, or a billion, yeah, almost $2 billion for this, and I'm glad it's done. YouTube is now going to be the distributor of NFL Sunday Ticket. YouTube, you heard that correctly. YouTube has moved into live television with YouTube TV. You can get a subscription. It's just crazy to see how YouTube has changed over the years. My career started off on YouTube. I was just a guy in my bedroom talking about sports, and here I am with you today. There was a point in time where the NFL was suing YouTube. You had companies like Viacom, who owns, or at the time, you know, MTV, BET, Comedy Central. They were suing YouTube because they didn't want their content on it. YouTube is so damn big. Every company that is trying to have an eyeball on their content needs YouTube. You'd be stupid not to use it. Well, YouTube, which is owned by Google, is now paying to distribute every single NFL game. This is a simple case of you either get with the times or you get left behind. We know Thursday Night Football, and it's going on right now, still a crap game. Jacksonville leading the Jets 16-3. Fourth quarter just got underway. Thursday Night Football is on Amazon. We have Major League Baseball being distributed on Fridays almost as an introductory on Apple. And so I'm thrilled that the NFL is on YouTube, not necessarily because I absolutely love YouTube, which I do. It started me where I got started there. I love it because YouTube actually knows how to distribute video. I love it because YouTube's technology actually works. The use of it, the interface, everything actually works. DirecTV trying to use Sunday Ticket every week, week after week, sucks. It's buffering. It stops. For the first 2 weeks, NFL Sunday Ticket had to give a refund at the beginning of the year because it didn't work. This is the NFL, man. We got billions of people watching, and there's billions of dollars at stake. And DirecTV basically said, this is the last year of our contract. Screw this crap. We don't care if it works or not. And so it's a disaster. So I'm just looking forward to having YouTube TV because everything is easy. Trying to pay for NFL Sunday Ticket was a disaster. Trying to put in your payment information and punching in your password and then trying to log in week after week. And if you use it on your phone, it doesn't work. You try to watch it on television, it freezes. There's always a problem. If there's one thing YouTube understands, it's distributing video to billions of people all over the planet. Very simply, and without an issue. So I'm actually excited that the NFL gets Sunday Ticket. And I hate to be a jerk, and I certainly will be. I hope DirecTV goes away forever, especially for how they've worked this whole Sunday Ticket thing. You know, everybody has their day and their time in the sun. And I think the day and time for DirecTV is over. And so I'm looking forward to YouTube TV. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I want to get Shep's thoughts on this when we come back, the streaming and the advancement of it. And then speaking of coming back, we thought that this man Jalen Hurts was going to come back and play this weekend, or at least still play. No, he's not. They're actually going to sit him out. We're going to talk about that on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Man, I love your show. Every time I come home from work, it is a great listen.
I just want to tell you, man, I love the show.
What's up, JR? Thanks for taking my call, man. I want to say first, though, I love your show, bro. I listen to you almost every night, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
I just heard Marco Belletti. I got the game on in the back, and I'm watching it at the same time, and Marco Belletti is saying, and he's seeing what I'm seeing, and we're just like, whoa, wait a minute. Zach Wilson has been benched again? Oh, my God. This is terrible. I just sent out a tweet and said, somebody check him for tears. He has to be crying right now. You really wouldn't be able to tell because it's raining, it's wet, it's damp. Chris Streveler. Yes, Chris.
Who?
It's South Dakota. He's turning 28 years old. Yes, Chris Streveler, Shep. He was a backup for the Pat. Oh, well, how about this? This is his third year in the NFL. He's about to be 28. I guess he's a late bloomer. He has career numbers of one touchdown and one interception. Playing for Arizona the past 2 years. Chris Streveler. Congratulations, you're in the league now. Or I guess you're now playing. Good. How was Zach Wilson got benched again?
JR, I mean, he's done in New York.
You think so?
Yeah. Oh, he's benched again? In year two with this defense? Yeah, he's done. He's finished.
Nah, they'll let him play. They'll let him go through one more offseason, right?
No. This game solidified what he's not. Like, JR, I've heard it so many times. We don't know exactly what the ceiling is of Mike White. What we do know is Zach Wilson is not the guy. Jets figured that out this season, and unfortunately, it's a little too late.
I'm not prepared. I mean, I'm not prepared to say so. I think the New York Jets, for as much as they talked him up, the fact that they selected him at number two overall, I think you have to give him a chance, not to begin next season, but you got to go through the offseason process to see if Zach Wilson can turn things around. I mean, a lot of this can seem like a blur. Like, can he bounce back from this and be good? We don't know. I don't. And I don't think the fans care, honestly, as well. It's like, okay, we get it. This is like third. He's on strike number two right now. Like, last year, okay, fine, you were hurt, and then you come back. And then you begin this season hurt. And then the season kind of sucks. And then you get benched when you come back and you're actually healthy. And then Mike White has the job. And then Mike White gets hurt. And you still don't do nothing. And now you're benched again twice. And we're so close to the end of the season. I think they just have to go through the offseason, have some legitimate competition with him. Maybe it is Mike White. And then if he ain't the guy, you know, to begin next year, if you don't have confidence in him, then it's curtains. I think you have to give him the chance for third year. It's just terrible. How do you think he feels inside, Shep? This moment, is his heart beating through his chest? Is he sad? Is he crying inside? Like, what is he feeling on the sidelines?
I mean, JR, I mean, you said it. I mean, I'm being dead serious with you. I've never heard of this quarterback in right now for Zach Wilson. And Zach Wilson, again, is a number two overall pick, had every single opportunity to succeed, has a good receiving core, you know, a decent enough running back, has what could be an all-time great defense. And in year two, they can't even compete against the Jacksonville Jaguars' mediocre football team at best.
Yeah, they're
He
yeah,
should
they're
feel
mediocre.
Like crap.
Oh, man, ouch.
He should feel
like crap. I'm sure he does.
He's been more in the headlines, JR, for off-the-field stuff. I mean, he's still going to be more known for having the hot mom. That's what he's going to be known for in terms of what New York sports fans think about in Jets quarterback. I mean, he makes Chad Pennington look like Peyton Manning.
Well, Chad Pennington was good and efficient.
Well, Chad Pennington was average at best. He was efficient, but he had no arm. But yeah. He makes Chad Pennington look like a young Peyton Manning. Like, this is one of Zach Wilson, to this point of his career, is by far the biggest bust of that five, you know, star, you know, featured quarterback class of Lance and Fields and himself and Lawrence and Mack, obviously. He is by far the worst quarterback to come out of that five-headed monster. And he is one of the biggest busts I can think of in recent memory. For a number one, number two overall pick, we're talking about what? A Jamarcus Russell above him? And
oh, my God.
It?
Whoa. Wow.
Well, JR, seriously, in the last 5 years.
His numbers are similar, I know.
In the last 5 years, name me a bigger bust as a number one, number two overall pick at the quarterback position. And you and I both know Jamarcus Russell, with the Raiders, did not have the defense that Zach Wilson has.
Well, Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield was great in year three, though. I mean, he went to Heinz Field, whatever they called it was Heinz Field at the time, and actually looked like a legitimate franchise quarterback and won a playoff game for the Cleveland Browns.
He did, but where is he now?
I understand that, but at least he had a good season. Injuries deprived him of year four.
Can we extend it to like third overall pick? Because if that's the case, I'll say Sam Darnold. And the Jets have experience. How about they whiff on Zach Wilson and Sam?
Listen, aside from the whole, you know, seeing ghosts ESPN debacle that we saw, Sam Darnold looks pretty good compared to Zach Wilson. He looks like an NFL quarterback at times.
Nah, he's a backup QB in the league.
Okay.
Sam Darnold is a backup QB. I'm not shutting the door completely on Zach Wilson for two reasons. Talent reasons, maturity reasons, and then the investment that the New York Jets have in him. I think it is in their best interest to see, you know, what they have in him and to see if they can get it out. You know, not everybody is Coach Salah said it himself. Everybody wants instant coffee. I don't know if I've necessarily utilized that analogy, but we do live in a world where everybody wants it now. But how about this? The guy who was drafted right in front of Zach Wilson, Trevor Lawrence, he's two more victories away from leading his team to the postseason. And the New York Jets quarterback has to watch the guy selected right in front of him just basically ball out right now. And he's on the bench. He's on the bench. I think most human beings, I think most of us, unless you grew up with a silver spoon in your mouth, I think most of us know what it feels like to look at somebody and go, well, damn, they're getting a shot. They're getting an opportunity, and I got to stand here. Well, NFL is all about performance. Most jobs are about performance. And Zach Wilson he's crapped the bed in the most inopportune of times, he's even made it out onto the field.
And JR, and I think you would agree with this. In all fairness to Trevor Lawrence, he deserves a mulligan. This is truly like a rookie year. Like his head coach, and I'm not even going to mention his name,
Urban Meyer was so
over in his head. Like he was so over in on his, you know the expression I'm trying to use.
He kicked the kicker.
He was kicking kickers. He was groping into it. Like I mean he was.
Well, let's stop for a minute. He was sitting in a place a restaurant that he owned.
Right.
With a woman in his lap that wasn't his wife.
That was half his age.
Yeah. After his team lost.
Yeah. In heartbreaking fashion too.
Yeah, and they lost and went on the plane and went home, and he stayed in Ohio at his restaurant hanging out with the woman that you said is half his age?
Yeah.
Not his wife?
Correct.
Yeah, great NFL head coach, but go on, continue.
and he was so in over his head. And so for Trevor Lawrence to be – and we see now, and I cannot pronounce the quarterback's last name. I'm not going to pretend like I try. But the Clemson quarterback now, who's transferring.
Oh, the Jets interception. Oh, my God, on a tip.
We see how far that program has fallen. And because remember, Deshaun Watson, before the Deshaun Watson we know today, the last 2 years, was a top five quarterback in the world in terms of overall talent. And there was no drop-off when they got to Trevor Lawrence. Now we see when you put in anything that is not a great quarterback with Clemson, with Dabo Sweeney, they all of a sudden come back to the middle of the pack. It just goes to show you the greatness that is Trevor Lawrence. And he is putting up numbers like a legitimate all NFL first team pro quarterback. That's how great Trevor Lawrence has looked this season. And to you, and to the last point I'll say about this, JR, is if you look at Zach Jones in the pocket, he has no idea what he is doing
as an
NFL quarterback. Wilson, that is very troubling.
You talk about Sam Darnold seeing ghosts.
I mean,
Zach Wilson gets the ball snapped. And I saw one play before we went on air as I watched the game. Zach Wilson got the snap, and he was going backwards and backwards and backwards. And I'm saying to myself, please, idiot, don't throw the ball just downfield.
Right.
And he threw the ball out of bounds. And there's not too many points in time where you see Zach Wilson get the snap and where he will step into the pocket and actually deliver the ball. It's as if he's trying to make life much more difficult for himself. Zach Wilson plays quarterback in the NFL like he's back in high school. Matter of fact, he plays quarterback in the NFL like he's back at BYU. I mean, these are elite-level talents, and he has not caught up. And there's still a chance. I'm not saying it's a good one. There's still a chance that all of this embarrassment – that all of this, the boos, oh my God, they booed the living hell out of him. That all of this, when you package it up into the offseason, that he realizes that, hey man, your reputation is mud. You don't want to be in the same conversation as Jamarcus Russell. You don't want to go down as one of the biggest busts in NFL history. And that's something that he has a chance to control. He has the weapons around him. He has the talent around him. I believe that he has the physical talent. Can his brain catch up? Tony Romo said it himself. Tony Romo, I think he said he has Patrick Mahomes level physical skills. Well, he doesn't have Patrick Mahomes' brain. And I think when it comes down to the quarterback position, that's half the job. It's like, can you hack it? Are you mentally tough enough? It's amazing when you watch NFL games and you go from game to game to game and you see the ease of which guys like, and they're legends, sure, but Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes, even though he tends to operate great in chaos, and you see guys like Justin Herbert, the ball gets snapped and you're not worried about mistakes. And a lot of it, I feel, has to do with preparation, has to deal with confidence. It has to deal with understanding your reads and what the defense is doing. And whatever Rob Saleh has to say after this game is going to be damning of Zach Wilson. All Rob Saleh can come out and say is, we wanted to give it a different look. He's going to talk about how Zach is still has a bright future. They're going to evaluate whether or not he starts the next game, or maybe he'll say we'll put him back in the next game. We just needed a different look for today. Whatever it is, everyone will have a field day in New York City because Zach Wilson sucks. And he basically got benched for a guy who the New York Jets found outside in the parking lot. This is just absolutely terrible. As the clock winds down, a little less than 4 minutes left in the game, it'll take more than a holiday miracle for the Jets to come back in this one. The current score is 16-3. Never a good look when you're a quarterback and you are mentioned in the same sentence as Jamarcus Russell. That's bad. It's terrible. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. And when we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about someone else in the NFL who was benched, but not because he sucks. He's a candidate for MVP. His name is Jalen Hurts. We'll talk about the Eagles on the other side. We'll talk more about the NFL's deal with YouTube. And of course, when the New York Jets and Jaguars go to a final, we'll talk about that game. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Throughout the 60s and 70s, cops hunted down key figures of the Dixie Mafia, including its enigmatic ringleader, Kirksey Nix.
I'm interested in making money. I'm not interested in hurting people.
15 years into Kirksey's life sentence, the Dixie Mafia was practically folklore, but that would soon change. I'm Jed Lipinski. This is Gone South, a documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Season 2, The Dixie Mafia. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So my biggest fear is there's going to be snakes in the toilet.
We're all afraid of that one strange thing. I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new short 10-minute podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. We unpack where these fears come from.
A rat climbed into my toilet.
And learn how to manage them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.